So anyway, really good to see you and really good to be here together today. Hey, today's a really special day. We're welcoming Ethan Fussy Mohinoa, as our youth worker today. That's what today's about. So pinch me. I'm pretty excited that this is happening. So Ethan is new to Taranaki and new to our church and to this role that he's undertaking. And our service today is going to be one of welcome by way of Pōuri. We love and follow God, who has and who is and who will always be welcoming of us. God left heaven to become fully human to show us radical welcome just as we are. And so we are expressing this welcome in ways that it's been done here in Taranaki for hundreds of years. Ways that express something of God's grace and love and presence in this new space Ethan and his friends are being welcomed into. So of course, that new space is us, people, West. And I know we will be amazing at coming alongside him and supporting him and being family for him. So there's going to be a mixture of te reo Māori and English used, and we'll explain the reo in English and probably not explain the English in reo. So that might be helpful for most of us. Hey, I want to give a really warm welcome to Shane Cassidy. Many of us will remember Shane from when he was with us for a Sunday in an evening exactly 3 years ago. I looked it up. Yeah. So great to have you back with us. Thank you very much for being with us and helping lead us through this pōuri. It's so important and special to have you with us as Ngāti Tawiti, a local hapū. In addition, I've also just found out that Shane is on the Board of Trustees at Spotswood College. So that's just brilliant, I think. So I'm going to hand over to you to lead us through it. Thank you.
I'm not used to the mic. So I'm going to start with a proverbial saying that is well known here in our hapū here. He honore, he korori ki te atua, he maungarunga ki lungu te mato o te whenua, he whakaaro pai ki ngā tangata katoa. Glory to God on high, peace and goodwill to all mankind. Amen. Andrew, thank you so much for your words of wisdom, and especially in the house of God. And we say, as I drive here from Waitara, the rain is heavy, everyone moans because it's too much water now. But to me, the water is life, is a life force, it's beauty, and it comes from the heavens. So when I see the rain falling like that, I look at Ethan today, that he is going to be a part of you as and a part of your community, and I think that God has brought him here as well. And the work that he is going to be doing with children, youth, and so forth. And those beautiful drops of rain, heavy raindrops, we say in Māoridom that are the tears from his ancestors that will be here with him as he walks in here. And they know, and I know that you, as a big whānau and as a big community here, under the umbrella of God, will take care of them. So thank you. Yes, thank you again, Andrew. My speech is all about acknowledging all those areas. So when I'm speaking, a lot of the kōrero or speak will be all around the heavens, coming down to earth to us today as human beings, and acknowledging all those present and past things. And the hapū, the iwis around here in Taranaki, and also the canoes as well. Alison will know all about that. So that's part of my speech, okay? And also acknowledgement, finally, to you of this beautiful communion, of this beautiful church here, that you come here every Sundays. And to Andrew, thank you. It's an honour to be back here again. So we better get going. So that's what my speech is all about. You're going to go, what's he saying? All right, so if I look up that way, I'm not looking at the roof. I'm looking beyond the roof. Or looking over here, it's a past side over there and so forth. Okay, that's how it is when we do whai kōrero. And Andrew's got a whai kōrero too. Wow, so happy for you, Andrew. Okay. I forgot, sorry. So my wife was going to be here this morning to do a karanga. A karanga is like a call. We call the people into the whare. All right, but unfortunately she cannot make it because her daughter's going back to Dunedin University and she wanted to spend some precious time with her before she drives all the way back down to Dunedin in this beautiful rain. So what we're going to do, we go to plan B, which is I'm going to do a incantation, which is a call to Ethan and his entourage, and Ethan's going to do one as well. It's normally a lady, because the lady is the first speaker on the marae, all right, by doing that call. The call is a significance around it, paying homage to everybody from the heavens to earth to all mankind. So that's the woman do play a really good part, a major part, okay?
For your words, your kind words, generous words, and for being with us, giving up this time and a lot of time during the week with me and helping me teaching and being a part of here Friday. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, it's so good to welcome you, Ethan. We also want to commission you to this mahi with our rangatahi. We also acknowledge the youth work you're about to start across the road at Spotswood College as well. This is pioneering mahi that we're over the moon to be a part of. As well as this, you're a part of the Mosaic Youth Leadership Team, and this too is so close to our heart. And so there's, just a huge amount of delight in you being shared by these three youth communities that we want to see unity and maturity in. And I want to acknowledge Lance Pilbrow as well for his amazing work in enabling all of these three things to happen as well. So we've been called as a church by God to love and serve our community and the young people in it. And so we'd love to express this heartbeat by committing ourselves to you as you commit yourself to joining God and us in this work of helping young people thrive. So we're going to ask you some questions, and I should have put these questions to you earlier, eh? I'll just move on. So, Ethan, we give thanks to God for your heritage of faith, for your Christ-like characteristics, like humility and joy, for your maturity, for your pastoral gift, and for your experience. So we've got one of our young fellows to come and ask you the first couple of questions. I'll hold this for you. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Whoops. Spoiler alert. Oh, not yet. Yeah, okay, hide them. Here we go. What was your thing? Here we go.
Will you do your best to love and serve us young people in this family of Spotswood College and beyond? And will you...
Absolutely. Yes.
And will you promise to have fun with us?
Take that as a yes.
It's a badge of honour you got there, mate.
And church, will we do our best to love and encourage and support Ethan, praying for him and seeing the best in him? So yes, we will. Yeah, great. And will we regularly remind Ethan of God's grace in leading him to this most blessed of places, Taranaki? Oh, good. That was supposed to be a sort of joke. Sweet. Yes, that's right, yeah. Good heritage, is eh? Andy's going to lead us in prayer.
Atamariye, my name is Andy, and Ethan, we'd love to pray for you this morning, mate. On behalf of the church, maybe we could just close our eyes and bear in prayer together. Lord, today we gather to celebrate your goodness and to give thanks for Ethan. We honour you for your faithfulness to us and for your faithfulness to our community. Lord, we have dreamt big dreams and today you have answered our prayers. We fully understand that this church, for this church to prosper and to survive, we need the full support of our younger people to drive us forward. And we need bold spirits and passion and to nurture growth as we head towards the future. And Father, today we thank you for bringing Ethan into our lives and into your church here at West Baptist, a place of faith, shelter and laughter. We thank you for Ethan's passion to share your love for the students in this community, and we believe you have prepared his heart to invest his life into the lives of these teens as they journey together this year and into the future. Lord, thank you for creating us as relational beings with a craving for sharing our lives together and with a longing to know you better. We pray this morning that you would open the hearts and minds of every life that Ethan will touch in these coming months, and we ask that he will be welcomed with open arms everywhere he goes. And Father, we look forward to supporting Ethan in every way possible this year, and we pray that you will give him a feeling of peace and acceptance as he fellowships alongside us and becomes part of this loving and caring family we call West Baptist. We pray you would give Ethan a spirit of courage and wisdom beyond his years as he steps out in faith to share your love with this community. We thank you for Ethan's willingness to journey with us and for accepting our offer of employment within these walls and beyond. And Lord, we ask that you will wrap your strong arms around Ethan this morning and give him purpose. Watch over his coming and his going. As Ethan goes about his work, we offer him your yoke so he can rest also and not grow weary in the days ahead. We pray this prayer with expectant hearts and minds this morning. Amen.
So on our we've got a gift for you, Ethan. So Parat, do you want to come up and give that to Ethan? Yeah. Awesome. And you can open it up. Don't worry about the card, you can read that later. You can open it up if you want to, but on our Kaitaki Rangers that you live next door to, 10 kiwi were released in April. So I'm not sure if you know that. And a few weeks ago, a kiwi chick hatched, thought to be the first on the Kaitaki Rangers in many decades. So pretty choice. So there's a kiwi in there for you to enjoy. So as you walk in the bush, may you not only hear kiwi calling, but may you also have the blessing of seeing young people maturing and flourishing and thriving, like the kiwi are close to our maunga. Yeah. So, thanks. David's gonna pray.
Dear Lord, I just want to start by acknowledging that all works start and end with you, and that a proverb that's been rolling around in my head the last couple of days is that a woman or a man's gift makes way for them. And I just want to acknowledge in this room all the women and men who contribute to this awesome province, which is Taranaki, and the support that they bring to it. Because everyone, when everyone comes together and does the work will be complete. And Lord, I just want to say how excited I am for Ethan to be here, for the fresh eyes that he's going to bring to this space, and for our community as well. And Lord, I just pray with those fresh eyes that he sees the aspirations of the Spotswood and greater New Plymouth area, and can also see the challenges that may be getting in the road of the youth aspiring to those aspirations. Lord, you're great. Amen.
Four quick notices. Oh, three, sorry. Mosaic Youth, starting this Friday, this coming Friday, 5:30. So if you are years 9 to 13, good place to be. Second thing, Thursday night church on at 7:30 this Thursday here. Number three, it's Waitangi Day. And as a church, we're committed to honouring Te Tiriti. We've got this great poster up on the wall. about sharing 10 ways that we can honor the tree 10. One of the 10 says, breathe and take a moment to get comfortable in moldy environments. So we've had a little bit of a taste of that this morning. And it goes on to say, Māori ways of doing things can be a guide to help us all succeed. And I think that is so, so true. So Waitangi Day, let's celebrate that, even though we can't get out and gather and celebrate that. It's good to honour Te Tiriti. Right, so we have a regular and awesome benediction that we share with each other, looking at each other as we seek to bless one another. So we're going to do that. So I'm going to invite us all to stand, and perhaps we want to particularly aim our blessing benediction towards Ethan and his friends. You are God's servants, gifted with dreams and visions. Upon you rests the grace of God, like flames of fire. Love and serve the Lord in the strength of the Spirit. May the deep peace of Christ be with you, the strong arms of God sustain you, and the power of the Holy Spirit strengthen you in every way. Amen. We're now moving into tea, coffee, and an early lunch. Please stick around, whether you've brought Kai or not. Just great to spend some time together. I've got a karakia for the food. So let's do that. Let's pray. Me anoi tātou. I tō mātou matua i te rangi, whakapāinga e nei Kai. Hei ranga mō o mātou tinana. Whangaia hoki o mātou wairua ki te tāra o te ora. Ko ihu karaiti tō mātou ariki. Āki, āki, āki. So God of this universe, please bless this food for the goodness of our bodies. Please feed our spiritual needs also with the bread of life that is Jesus Christ our Lord. Forever and ever. Amen.